God, like I can't even describe like how it felt. It was like amazing. I was super nervous beforehand, but as soon as I got out there, I knew what I was doing, and it felt amazing just to be back on the track, back in competitive action, you know, having that hard bar up there. And it literally, I can't put it into words. It was the best feeling ever.
And you got exactly the result I'd imagine that you went there for, didn't you? The World Championship qualifying mark.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because I've not competed over the last 16 months, I haven't actually got, you know, the qualification for the World Champ. So there was a little bit of pressure on me this season to get that if I wanted to go to Beijing, which I do. So to come out on the first meet and get that, I was really pleased. And we went into that with the, apart from, you know, focusing on technique and putting the things in place that we wanted to work on from training, that was our main focus, to, you know, clear 50 and get that out of the way. And we're really glad that we did that.
You cleared the first height first time, didn't you?
Yes, 35 and 50, both first time. So I know there's been an article that said I've cleared 50 second time, but no, I cleared that first time as well. So that's another big positive that, you know, you kind of just had a clean card up to 50, which is great.
You took a big decision, didn't you, 16 months ago, to decide to make sure that you were in exactly the right condition that you wanted to be in for the long term. Mm-hmm. How pleased are you that you did that and you've come back and you're feeling fit?
I'm really pleased. It was such a difficult decision. I obviously love the sport. I love competing, and to, you know, to take a break away and sit back at home and watch, that was, you know, it was a big challenge for me. But I knew deep down in my heart, you know, I had a couple of injuries that I needed to get over. It, you know, it was completely the right thing to do. And now I know more than ever it was the right thing to do. I'm back healthy. I'm back fit. You know, I'm training really well. I'm kind of a little bit rusty. I need a few more competitions to get back into it. But there's plenty of time before Rio. And, you know, it just shows now that, or, you know, taking the time off was definitely worth it.
I suppose now you've had a go, you just want to have a go again, don't you?
Oh, exactly. I mean, I finished the competition, and then minutes later, you know, I said to Paul, my husband, oh my God, I just want to compete again. Like, can I compete again? He was like, calm down. Like, I only need to wait. I'm competing on Saturday again at the British Champs in Birmingham, so I only need to wait like 5-6 days. So it's not too long to wait, but I'm so excited to compete there now.
So what's the schedule look like over the summer months for you?
You know, I'm doing obviously the British this weekend, and then I've got 3 or 4 more meets planned for this season, and then on to Beijing. So I think between 4 and 6 meets leading into Beijing is perfect amount for me. And then hopefully I'll be in the best place I can be for Beijing, and, you know, go there, enjoy it, see what happens. But like I said, the main aim is still Rio, although Beijing is really in the forefront of my mind right now. All guns blazing towards Rio is the main aim.
It's quite staggering, isn't it, that London is 3 years ago already and we're only a year away from the next Olympic Games?
I know. London literally feels like it was yesterday, and I can't believe how quick these, you know, it's almost 4 years ago, how quick they've gone. Yeah, it's like a year, just over a year to go before Rio, and you know, it's going to come round quick. And I'm just super excited to, you know, be involved in another Olympics.